Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using that to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't want to waste any more time on anything except getting our good friend Steve Forbes back in here. Steve is with us. He's chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, as you know very well, the Forbes magazine, Forbes.com. His books are very compelling, all the books. The new one's How Capitalism Will Save Us, right, Steve?
That's right. It's out in paperback now, revised edition.
All right.
Very, very relevant, sadly, for these times.
Absolutely. Steve, you were telling us a minute ago about really some compelling but frightening information about what it's going to take for Europe to get their act together and to not create a negative, really ugly contagion, financial contagion that could ripple around the world. But you know, my grandmother would always be saying, well, yeah, but you know, there's always a silver cloud in every lining, right? Steve, I'm sure you had a grandmother like that. And so the silver lining for America is that we can look at Europe and see what's going on. And they're actually a little diorama almost of what America could become if we don't get our act together. And so doesn't that give a great playbook to our government and especially this week, the Super Committee? What do you think?
That's right. And this week, our national debt overall went up to $15 trillion.
Yeah.
About the size of the U.S. economy. And you can look down the road, Jim, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, we're going to be like Italy. And a few years after that, like Greece. So, as you say, we see the movie in front of us, and are we going to avoid that collision, or are we going to take corrective measures? I think we will. I'm not sure the White House wants a deal, so I'm not sure the Super Committee is going to get too much done. But I think the American people, especially as this European thing plays out, are going to want to give a strong mandate for after 2012 elections. That we got to get a lot of things in order. Our entitlements, our spending, our horrific tax code, and we have to stop trashing the U.S. dollar. It's got to be something to trust again.
Well, the thing that you said a minute ago when you described Italy, you said, okay, they've got this high debt level. Their interest rates are going up. The price that they're paying to service the debt is killing their cash flow, putting them in jeopardy of default, and the potential that they could have a failed auction. Those are all real things that could happen to the United States that could put us in serious peril. And that's not just some futuristic thing. This could happen soon if we don't get our act together, couldn't it?
Well, when you get a panic, and we got a whiff of it in 2008, reason goes out the window. And people just clutch what they have. And one of the things that's happened in Europe in their banking system is it's no longer getting private funding. Take U.S. money market funds. A few months ago, had $1 trillion of paper from European banks, short term.
Right.
That's about almost zero today. So $1 trillion of private financing for European banks has disappeared from this country. Others are running away, which is why they're all banks are going to the European Central Bank trying to discount their paper. So the sooner the Germans face up to it and going to have to do some very unpleasant things,
right,
near cardiac arrest, the better we'll all be. But longer term, the lesson is very clear. Got to make fundamental changes because no one is immune. You can't spend more than you have forever. Run up debt for wasteful things.
But you don't seem to have very much holding out very much hope for the Super Committee to do their job, and they've got to perform by Monday, don't they? I mean, they've got a deadline.
They do have a deadline. Next, I think it's Wednesday, they finally hit the wall.
Okay.
But the thing is, I think the committee itself, if it was left to its own devices, could come up with an agreement. But the problem is, I'll be blunt about it, is the White House really doesn't want a big deal.
Why?
They think they can run against the Republicans, wanting to throw grandma off the cliff and that kind of nonsense. So unless the White House signals that it's willing to swallow hard, come to an agreement, it's going to be very hard for these people on their own to do it.
So do you think the Obama administration has decided that the only way they can win in 2012 is not on their record, but running against an obstructionist Republican Party?
Yes. Sort of they're combining what Harry Truman did in 1948, Franklin Roosevelt did back in 1936, running against economic royalists. That's what this president seems to want to do.
Yeah.
But I hope, I'm hoping that somebody gets his ear and tells them this European thing is very, very dangerous. It's going to, we're not going to be immune from it. So if you get a good deal from this committee, that's going to be a huge benefit economically and politically for all of us.
So you're saying that in the very short time, we're going to get an idea about whether Washington is prepared to put the strength in the future of the nation above politics.
Right. Because the president could have done this a year ago. You know, with people like Paul Ryan put proposals on the table, and the president just used it to trash the GOP. Did not seriously sit down and try to come to an agreement.
Right. Steve, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want you to I want to talk a little bit about I want you to give small business owners your best advice on how they should deal with all this information, how they should process all of this, because it is real. I mean, we see it in the news. We're concerned about it. It's part of the uncertainty that's out there in the economy. How do we deal with all that? What's your advice? And we'll get that from Steve, folks, right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's
night. She was hanging on Johnny. He was holding on. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.